Hello, hello, and welcome to another week of This Black Girl Podcast. I am your host, Ola.Miss.Lola. Obviously without the H. I am joined by lovely the Mister.
Hello. Hi.
How was your week?
My week was pretty good, you know, pretty chill.
Yeah, and how did you enjoy your small hiatus? Well, I was interviewing such lovely women in the interim.
You know, it was nice to see you take control back from the podcast.
You're so funny. From the clutches of whiteness.
Yeah, so I mean,
I'm done. Stop this.
I was trying to encroach on your spaces, but I've been successfully beat back. And now I had to come with my tail between my legs.
Oh, you're so silly.
So that I could be cool again.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'll give you a cool point this week. But, oh my gosh, okay, we're going to talk about some white people, though, today, so it's fine that you're the expert witness, expert testimony.
I'm here to make sure it stays kosher and that it doesn't devolve into some kind of, race riot, race war.
Oh, please, there's no race war about this. Like, black people are sitting back, chewing, eating their food, minding their business, just listening to all the tea. The past week and a half I've been like disgustedly enveloped with this whole Johnny Depp Amber Heard case, and to the point that like I'm listening live trial, live commentary during this whole trial for like hours, way more hours than I feel even comfortable sharing with y'all.
Yeah, you've been totally engrossed. Shout outs to Emily D. Baker.
Yes, actually, shout outs to Emily D. Baker because she's been doing that. She's been definitely contributing to the content. But yeah, just a rundown for people who aren't paying attention. Johnny Depp is suing his ex-wife, Amber Heard, for defamation, citing the op-ed that she had put out. I believe it was in the Washington Post in collaboration with the ACLU, of her essentially commentating on being a survivor of sexual and domestic abuse. And Johnny Depp's trying to say, like, bitch, I didn't do any of that. And a lot of testimony has happened over the past 3 weeks, actually, of just his side is pretty much breaking down, like, who his character is compared to her character, witnesses of fights, witnesses of aftermaths of fights, secret recordings. Like, okay, I'm sorry, I think it's fucking weird that if I record you, I record you as a ha-ha. Like, I record you because, you know, you're snoring a little loud and I want proof for later when I talk to you about it. I don't have secret recordings of just, like, our general conversations and or arguments. For what?
I don't know why you want to record me to prove that I snore. I know that I snore.
Well, there was a time it felt like you didn't know, so it's fine.
No, I always do. Okay, though. But I hear what you're saying. Like, this, it came out in court that like this girl had a recording of Johnny Depp. Like,
so many recordings.
She basically set up like her camera like behind a pot to just like record Johnny Depp like banging on his covers, but this is like the day his mom died.
Yeah, of him being like slamming cupboards and being upset and devastated. But like there's audio recordings of them fighting, of them arguing, where she's like, oh, don't do that to me, and he's like, what are you talking about? I'm not even next to you.
Yeah,
you know, like, so super sus. Like,
well, she obviously knew her position and that people were going to believe her unquestioningly, and she was right. At least that's what this trial is about, right? She thought that she thought she could just make this op-ed and, you know, use Me Too, which is gross.
Which is super gross.
Honestly, one of the most disappointing things to come out of this whole thing is how basically, you know, like, she's a scumbag and she made some kind of claims about donating X amount of millions of dollars to various charities.
She said, and she was going to donate the $7 million in her divorce settlement from Johnny Depp to the ACLU and to children's hospitals.
And the thing that's really sad about it is that, like, you know, the ACLU was like, oh, you're going to give us money? Well, I guess you're our ambassador now. And to just have, like, such an important institution, such an important, you know, such an important place for, like, defending legal battles and taking people to court, and just be like, oh, you paid us? Okay, you can be our representative and say whatever the fuck you want with our backing. Is, like, yeah, honestly, to me, like, one of the most disappointing parts of the story.
You can pretty much buy clout. That's just what it's showing. You can buy clout. If you donate enough, you can have clout. But the joke is, she didn't even donate the full amount to the ACLU. She only donated, like, 1.2 of the 3.5 million. And it's turned out that out of that 1.2, most of it came from Johnny Depp and Elon Musk.
Yeah, weirdly enough. Yeah, it just sucks because it's like, you know, I think that they do important work, but it's like, apparently you can buy their clout, and you can buy their clout on the cheap.
Right.
And like, yeah.
And to just even touch on that further, and the Children's Hospital received nothing to this day.
Wow.
They've received not a dime. So, yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting because it's like, I feel like it's the other side of just like patriarchy and, you know, taking advantage of the feminist movement and like trying to essentially manipulate it, because like you wanna believe victims, but like, yeah. It seems very apparent throughout this trial. We can't say for sure because, you know, verdict's still
allegedly processed. This is your opinion,
everything, et cetera, et cetera. Is alleged, please. Yeah. Okay, don't sue me. But it really seems like, you know, Johnny Depp was not abusing her in any way, shape, or form. If anything, they had at the least a toxic relationship, and at the most, she was abusing him. Because there seems to be lots of documents, records, accounts, witnesses of her assaulting him, either throwing shit in his face, throwing a bottle at him that cut off his finger, putting shit in the man's bed. Can you imagine? Shanasty, who literally puts a piece of shit in somebody's bed?
Hashtag Amber Turd.
Bro, like, that's, like, I'm sorry, that's gross, because, like, she's a grown-ass woman. She is literally 30. She was, like, 30 when she did this.
And the funny thing is oh. that, like, this happens, and immediately she's like, oh, it's the dog. And it's like, yeah. Who the fuck, dude? Like, what the, do you think that you're like such a good liar that people just believe anything?
But like, out of all places for quote unquote your dog to have a shit in, it's on Johnny's side of the bed, conveniently?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Don't take people for idiot. Like, you can't do that. I mean,
unfortunately, she's been taking people for idiots and she's been winning, right? Because because
she's
look...
white and blind, bro.
Yeah, honestly, you know, even when you look through, like, you know, it's come out since that she's had some domestic abuse allegations.
She's been charged with domestic abuse against her former girlfriend before she had met Johnny Depp, and asked for the police to remove that record from her record, yeah. Essentially, prior to meeting Johnny Depp. So it's like, it seems like she has an apparent history. It came out that, like, she had assaulted her. She used to beat up her sister.
Yeah, people are speculating that she beat up Elon Musk.
Yep, people are speculating that she beat up Elon Musk because there's photos of him with a big bata bruise upon his face.
And I just want to say, like, shout outs to Johnny Depp, too, for being, like, you know, having the courage to come out. And, like, you know, they have a recording where she's like, oh, are you, Johnny Depp, going to come out and say that you're in a victim of abuse? And he's like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, and she's like,
shout out to him having the bravery, because, like, honestly, a dude like Elon Musk, I don't think would do it. And, like, you were saying, like, it's a perfect example of how, like, patriarchy hurts men too. You know, yeah, what I mean? Because
absolutely,
it's not even just in the way that she's leaning on the accusations, which are awful. And, you know, I hate how much it feeds into how much, like, anti-feminist people and anti-Me Too people are already like, oh, these accusations are fake, you can hurt people, blah, 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 mm-hmm. Which is true. That's the thing that sucks about it. It's true.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I feel like this also fuels, like, you know, like you said, the anti-Me Too people to say, oh, like, if another genuine victim comes forward and says, like, this was happening, I was being, like, you know, sexually assaulted, physically assaulted, emotionally manipulated, whatever, they're going to say, oh, are you telling the truth? Or are you being like Amber Heard?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I hate. I feel like this whole situation sets everybody back. I do feel like she's mentally ill. She's not all there.
I mean, I wanna believe and be optimistic and say that it'll help other men come forward and tackle with this whole situation. Cause it's even like the way that she taunts him and the way that she tries to goad him that's particularly like gross in my opinion, where it's she's basically saying like, come on, like if you're a real man, you'd get violent. It's pretty fucked up.
I'm actually going to quickly Google it. The term, I believe, is called a reactive abuser, where they create situations and then try to act like, and then use that as an excuse to react to it.
Yeah, basically, they're the kind of person that's like an asshole at the bar that's like, come on, throw a punch, pussy, throw it. And then when you do it, they immediately cry, and then go to the police.
Right. So, okay. So, officially, it's, well, not officially, but as per Google's, it is defined, reactive abuse occurs when the victim reacts to the abuse that they are experiencing. The victim may scream, toss out insults, or even lash out physically at the abuser. The abuser then retaliates by telling the victim that they are, in fact, the abuser. I feel like this is exactly like a TLDR
of this whole situation. Yes, an exemplar
of this situation.
Yeah.
Because it really seems like in like the recordings, even in the videos and stuff, it's like she's trying to goad him on, telling him, even with the whole stupid, she snitches on herself because Johnny says to her in one of the recordings, why are you punching me? She's like, I didn't punch you. I didn't deck you. I hit so you. Funny. I didn't punch you. I just hit you. You don't even know what that is. And he's like, don't tell me what it feels like to be punched.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, you are so audacious that you want to like be accurate. Be like, well, I didn't punch you. I hit you.
Well, that's because again, it's like she's like you just said, right? Like what she's hoping is that she shits in his bed. He freaks out, takes a swing at her. And then all of a sudden, like, that's it. Dead to rights. She's got it. She's got him by the balls. It's over.
Yeah, because all she needs is one incident. That's it. All she needs is one incident.
And again, shout outs to Johnny Depp when, like, even when, like, you know, this woman is... I mean, like, honestly, shout outs to him for resisting for so long, but, you know, I also think that he was kind of... I don't want to say he was lucky, but...
No, he was lucky. He was lucky because, you know what? As a person who has, like, not necessarily explicit, but it would assume that he has like mental problems. I don't know if that's anxiety and or depression, but he suffers from substance abuse.
Yeah.
And like he suffers from his own emotional trauma. That could easily crack anybody, especially when they're being pushed and goaded on like that. So he is lucky. Yeah. There may have just, all it needed was one time, but it speaks to his alleged character that like, despite it all, he would still try to walk away, separate himself from the situation. And like, he would go and vent to like friends. Like the worst thing I think that's ever been brought out in this case that he's done is say to like a friend or an acquaintance that he won't hope that like her burnt body is found in the trunk of a car. And I'm like, that's very Criminal Minds view. Like, that to me, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's no plotting involved. Therefore, it's just like a very, what's very morbid fantasy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was going to say, it definitely seems like, I don't know, we're watching some joke YouTube, but they were talking about how, like, Amber Heard's lawyers are basically coming up and be like, Johnny Depp called her a meanie bobini and also drank vodka. And, like, that's, like, their entire defense. And then, like, Johnny Depp's going to the stand and being like, you shit in my bread and threw a bottle at me that broke off my finger.
Yeah, that cut off my finger.
And it's like, it's not the same league.
Honestly, Amber's lawyers came from Wish.com. I don't know what anybody... AliExpress.
I feel bad for the lawyers because I honestly feel like they were set up. I really truly feel like...
She probably scammed them like how she scammed the ACLU
and everybody else. That's what I mean. I honestly feel like if they put her in a room, she was like, it's this, it's that, it's blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you know, you know, you watch those movies and like they have a bunch of good actors, but the script is just crap.
Yeah.
And like there's only so much you can do with the writing you're given. I kind of feel that about Amber Heard's
lawyers. Man, after that guy fucking objected to his own question, I can't get on that trade, bro. I can't get on that trade. The man asked, who was it that he asked the question to? I can't remember if it was like if it was the accountant or somebody. He asked one of a personnel that was serving Depp. I think it was one of the grounds manager or something like that. He asked him a question. He answered it very clear and matter of fact, and gave a lot of context that he obviously did not want shared during his line of questioning. And so he objected the man's answer, and the judge is like, you asked the question. It was so cringe. It was so cringe. Honestly, call me Elle Woods Jr. Like, I feel like a mini law student listening to all of this shit go down, bro. Especially with the legal commentary from Emily. She's really good at breaking it down, explaining the process, explaining certain motions and all of that kind of stuff. It's very interesting, you know, if you're interested in law.
If I can dovetail this, I definitely feel like one of the most interesting things I heard, like, overheard from you listening to it all day.
Yeah.
Because... you know, like, this is an extremely long case, and you can watch cut-throughs, but if you're sitting there and watching the play-by-play, like,
yeah,
these people are literally like, I don't want to waste your time, and then take 12 minutes to search for one document.
Bro, proceeds to waste so much of your time.
But the most interesting thing she brought up, and this is a thing for both of the sides of the lawyers, right?
Yeah.
Which is that, like, there's a lot of things that are being brought up that they object to, mm-hmm. but then they don't strike from the record.
Right.
And I think that's really interesting, where it really feels like, bro, I mean, like, shout out to Johnny Depp. I love that he's having the time of his life in this fucking courtroom. I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
But, like, she is also just as vindictive. Like, she's so
petty. He sued her for $50 million, which, in my opinion, I think is very, very generous of him, because this man in the past, five pirate movies, Pirates of the Caribbean, the man made over $100 million. He only sued her for 50.
And you know, we're talking about this a little bit too. What makes me so sad about this situation too is like, bro, in what world does Jack Sparrow, the character, not belong to Johnny Depp?
Bro, I know.
Like, really, really and truly, like, I'm someone who works in art, and I scratch my head at copyright all the fucking time. Because, like, in what world do you think you could cast somebody else as Jack Sparrow, bro, and it would still be Jack Sparrow?
Disney will have to be smoking meth if they think that they can recast his character.
For serious. Like, the only way you could possibly get away with it is if you do some kind of, like, Mad Max type situation.
What do you mean?
In that, like, you know, they have the movie series, and then it goes, and then like 20 to 30 years later, they're like, okay, we're gonna recast the main guy, but
like reboot it.
Yeah, like it's gonna be like a soft reboot, but there's, you know, like,
with, you know, with like some cameos and stuff like that. Is that what you mean?
I mean like, for Mad Max, did it a little differently, because they were They kind of, like, it was like a soft reboot, and there's kind of some implications that about, like, the main character Mad Max maybe being like a different person but kind of using the same name.
Yeah.
But it was never made explicitly. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm just saying that, like, yeah, they would have to do some kind of soft reboot situation if they ever want to get away with this, like, years down the line.
Bro, decades.
Johnny,
not even years.
Johnny Depp decades. Needs to look like Keith.
At
Johnny,
least 10 years.
Johnny Depp needs to look like Keith Richards before this happens.
Oh, yeah, when Keith Richards played his dad, that was great. But, like... And it's sad, because it's like, you know, on one end you could be like, oh, this sounds like rich people problems, and it is, but like at the same time, Johnny Depp is one of, at least I can perceive, I don't know him, you know, personally, so I'm just speculating, it is perceived to be that he is one of those genuine actors. Like, you know, whether it's, I don't want to say is his studies explicitly like method acting, but like he is so transformative in terms of like when he, and in terms of like his craft between, like, you know, Sweeney Todd, Edward Scissorhands, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Captain Jack Sparrow, like when he brings life to those characters, and in those movies, like, he kind of like takes over almost. He creates a whole special type of universe, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, he really tries to think about, like, the headspace of these characters and stuff. Like, even, like, you know, the reason why they bring Keith Richards in to be his dad.
Yeah.
It's because when he was trying to figure out, like, how to run around and how to make a move, he was like, oh, Keith Richards is high and on drugs and drunk all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just going to act like him.
He used him for reference. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, and he just wanted that, like, rock star, like, that always vibe. Out of your face vibe.
Yes.
And, like, but it takes someone who takes their stuff really seriously to sit down and think about, like, how does this character walk? There's a lot of actors that don't even bother to think that deeply, you know?
Well, and that's the thing, you know? So it's like, when you hear about him possibly getting contracts for over, like, $20+ million for a movie, and especially a franchise movie, like, I don't question it, because I know when he performs, he's going to deliver. That's like when Beyonce goes on tour, nobody questions the ticket prices, because they know when she's on stage, she's going to deliver. It's like it gives Lady Gaga, you know, those type of vibes.
I mean, speak for yourself. I don't think anybody does a job that should earn them more than like $2 million or $1 million. But I certainly don't think that about Johnny Depp, because his acting is poor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I kind of question anybody making that kind of amount of money, no matter how talented they are. But I'm just saying, Johnny Depp's clearly a talented dude.
That's a different conversation.
For sure.
But yes, I'm just saying, like, does he bring quality to his craft?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wholeheartedly agree. Does Amber Heard bring quality to her craft to justify countersuing this man for $100 million? For what?
Well,
literally, the only thing you think of when you think of Amber Heard is you think of Aquaman. And the only reason why you think of Aquaman is because when the news was running the stories about Amber Heard accusing Johnny Depp of
this and that.
Domestic violence and stuff, they always follow up with the Aquaman star.
Yeah.
Like, that literally was her recent reference in terms of, like, what she did. So it's not like she was iconic.
Well, and here's the joke, you know? Too, like, I don't even know what she's countersuing for, because, like, he's suing her for defamation. Is she countersuing for defamation? What did he do to defame her?
I have no fucking clue, bro.
This is one of the problems. You can't be defamed for truthful events.
Facts.
If you actually chopped off a man's finger, then that's not defamation.
Facts. I have no clue what the countersuit's for. I think it's absolutely stupid. I think literally she's just doing it to one up him, in the sense, like, oh, you're suing me for $50 million, I'm gonna counter sue you for $100 million, because we live in America. Like, I don't know. It's stupid. She's stupid.
Yeah, it really gives you, like, bratty 5-year-old who's never been told no vibes, where it's like, oh, you're gonna do this, I'm gonna do this too, but more so.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just, like, it like, just kind of even going back to the whole, like, you know, patriarchy hurting everybody, and, you know, not everybody being a feminist and stuff like that. I stand by the statement that because of patriarchy, because of toxic masculinity, is the reason why we don't see profiles or many profiles of female serial killers. I guarantee you women are out here murderess, the most serial serial killers, because they always say that the number, there's like, apparently the number is like 1 in 4, something ridiculous like that in the States. And I'm like, and you're telling me none of them are women? Come on.
See, like, I definitely actually agree with you, because I remember watching, like, I don't remember why, I was watching this, like, Discovery or History or something, and it was this show called Masterminds, and this was, like, back in the 70s or something, but even if so, like, some of these serial cases do go back that far, right?
Right.
And it was this woman who was, like, one of the most prolific cat burglars in her day, and why? Because no one suspected that a woman would go do robberies.
Yes.
That was it. She just got away with it. That's it.
Absolutely. And I feel like it's like this case gives that kind of vibe. Like, you know, oh, she seems like, you know, an innocent, unassuming, pretty blonde white girl. How could she be dismembering people.
Yeah,
seriously. And assaulting them and mistreating them, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I just, like, I hope that Johnny Depp gets his karma, positive karma, because I personally, again, opinion and not fact, was he probably angry at times? Of course. He was in a shitty relationship. But do I think that he was, like, abusive to her? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, and it really sucks. And it really sucks because, like, you know, one of the things that came out kind of in this case, and I definitely, like, you know, feel bad about, and I want to say, like, I sympathize with, but I don't know what it's like, is, like, this man is basically under house arrest all the time. It's not like you can go It's not like you can go get a Slurpee without needing a security detail if you're Johnny Depp. It's just like you're too famous. There's too many paparazzi trying to stalk you.
Yeah.
It's too much calamity. It's too much everything. And then you go home and there's a woman literally shitting in your bed.
And
that just must really fucking suck. Like, it really sucks. Like, it's such a Don Draper situation, you know what I mean? Where, like, you're just going everywhere and nowhere is safe.
I feel like, I agree. I totally agree. I hate that fact. I hate that he feels like, you know, he's a prisoner within his own life, because it's like you get treated like nothing, like an object on the street, because people just, you know, want you to take pictures. Oh, Johnny, and no peace.
Yeah.
And then you come home to no peace.
Yeah.
And violence and anger and whatever. And, like, bro, why were they saying her wine budget? This bitch was drinking over 100K in wine, bro. 100K in red wine. What kind of wine is that? I got questions. 100K. Six figures in wine. Red wine. Not even varieties of wine. Red wine.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Rich people are crazy, man.
Oh my gosh. But it shows how humble fucking Johnny is. He had bottles of Stoliachna in his bar. I can at least buy that at the LCBO.
Oh yeah, I guess so.
Like, I don't know. It was very interesting. They had different psychologists speak. They had forensic psychologists. They had clinical psychologists. They had a nurse. I think they had Johnny's doctor at some point, I believe. I'm not 100% sure. They had, like, the house manager. They had employees. There was this one guy who literally gave his testimony in his car while he was fucking vaping and driving.
I can't.
There was this shady, like, old Hollywood agent guy who gave a testimony. He was funny.
He was good.
And then there was, like, this employee who was hired on by Disney when they were filming Pirates of the Caribbean, who was essentially working as a house manager. He was iconic. Loved him. He was great. Great testimony from him too.
Yeah, and it just really sucks too, because, like, it's so, this case would be so open and shut.
Yeah.
If Disney had a contract with him and then they canceled it. But because, like, you know, he's an actor and actors are basically very well-paid freelancers, like, they didn't fire him. They just decided not to do any more gigs with him.
Yeah. And they kind of left everything in limbo, because it, from the way that they seem to be talking about in court, it would be presumed that they were definitely going to make another movie.
Yeah.
But because
there's no way they weren't going to make another movie.
It seems like because, like, everything else kind of happened, they were like, we'll get back to you.
They got cold feet.
Yeah, and then it just kind of disappeared. So, and her lawyers are trying so hard to be technically correct that, like, I don't know. I feel like,
honestly,
there's so much nuance that is, like,
but
that they're trying to dance around. Sorry.
Honestly, I think that if it goes to a jury, though, like, it's one of these things, you can try to legalese everything and pretty up all the words and dance around it.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, most people know, like, most people aren't dumb and they understand, like, yeah, he probably didn't get the job with Disney again because of these allegations.
For sure.
And you could be like, oh, technically this, that, and the other, but, like, come on.
But here's the realty. The realty is, you know, men can be subject to abuse.
Of course.
And although, you know, there was definitely documentation of Johnny being physically abused, there is emotional abuse, there is, you know, verbal abuse.
Well, and here's the other thing too that I want to touch on briefly. Like, even when it comes to physical abuse, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people will be like, oh, men are naturally stronger than women, so how could this happen, yada yada yada. Bro, as soon as a knife enters the situation, all bets are off. It doesn't matter if I can lift 200 more pounds than you. If you have a knife, you can kill me.
Facts. Like, we saw it recently where this black man was stabbed to death by his white girlfriend. They were both like kind of like in that Instagram influencer life, and it was a course of dialogue for Black Twitter, because, you know, people were waiting for, like, you know, Black women, pick up the mantle, say his name, hashtag, you know, get justice. And Black women were like, no, he used to tweet how Black women are horrible and ghetto and that he wants nothing to do with us, so we're gonna sit this one out. And yeah, I don't blame them. You know, it's escaping me. I don't want to call it bittersweet, but it's that kind of vibe to have to advocate for somebody who does not fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's very, it's not a nice feeling. Do I think he deserves justice? Yes. Do I think that he was wrongfully murdered? Yeah, probably. You know, do I hope that the police do a good job and reopen the case? I think that they should, just out of principle. Am I going to be the one advocating for that justice? Hell no.
Yeah.
No, thank you. You know, that's not my job. That's above my pay grade. But with that being said, we're gonna just briefly kind of pivot to, we're still gonna talk about couples, but we're gonna lighten up the mood, because we just finished watching on Netflix The Ultimatum. Okay, TLDR, have ultimatums.
The dating show where no one should be dating.
Yo, for real. Okay, I know y'all ain't gonna watch this. I don't even recommend to watch it unless you just want to yell at your TV for a couple hours.
If you just love messy drama shit, it's like, that is the whole design of this show. Because even when you hear the initial premise of the show, you're like, this is whack as fuck. Who would sign up for this? Why is this a TV show?
Because people are dumb. Okay, so anyways. So the premise is pretty much like, I don't know, what was it? 8 couples or 9 couples? I don't know. There was a number of couples. I think it was anywhere between 6 to 8.
I believe it was 10. Yes, it was
10. 10 couples?
It was 10, because there was 3 couples at the end, but then 2 of them ended up walking away because they had their...
But that's 10 people.
Oh, I'm sorry. 5 couples. I'm sorry. 10 people, 5 couples.
Okay, so then it started with 7 couples then, because 2 of them didn't go through the whole experiment.
No. We were left with 3 couples at the end who went through the whole experiment.
No, there's 4. 3 that got married. Okay, anyways, you distracted me. The whole premise is there was a number of couples that come into the situation. One proposed to the other an ultimatum to either get married or break up. What they're supposed to do during the quote-unquote experiment is to break up and be single, date among this pool of people that you're with for a week, pair up with somebody that you like, that you may potentially see something with, have a trial marriage for 3 weeks, then go back to your previous partner and be with them for 3 weeks, and then you decide whether you guys are gonna get married, or you're gonna break up, or you're actually gonna pursue something with the person in your first trial marriage. Mess.
So messy.
Absolute mess. First of all, I would never. Second of all, don't you ever. Third of all, don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, if you're at a, like, this is the thing that's funny about this situation, is like every single one of these couples starts out with like basically one foot out the door, because if you're in a situation and you're in a relationship to the point where you need to start throwing out ultimatums, your relationship is probably not very good.
Yeah, because like, okay, there was one couple who was on the show because they couldn't agree on kids, and like for us at least, like kids, that's a deal breaker usually. Like it's very hard to mend thoughts, or it's very hard to be on the same page when it comes to kids. Either most people either want kids or they don't. Sometimes people may change their mind But a lot of times people kind of stay in their lane.
Yeah, it's a really tough situation because it's like, on one hand, if somebody wants to have kids, I don't think you should deny them that.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, if somebody doesn't want to have kids, you can't force them to that situation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you never want to force somebody into a situation they don't want to be in, especially when it involves another human being on this earth. Like, I think that's so, so irresponsible.
Another innocent human being who did not ask to be born into your mess.
Facts. So, like, when this one guy, he had all of his picks lined up, okay?
He was so
first
funny.
He picked this black girl. The black girl went with somebody else. He was like, oh. Then he picked another girl. The other girl went with another guy. He was like, started sweating, okay? Then he had a third pick. And then he realized that the third pick's boyfriend was going to pick his girl. And then he was like, oh, hell no. So he gets up and proposes to his girl. It would have been endearing, but another guy, when he came to pick a partner, he was like, I don't want to pick a partner. I shouldn't have to go through all of this to realize that I want to be with my girlfriend. Therefore, like, I'm not doing this. I'm going to, like, you want us to get married? Let's get married, babe. And they, like, exit the show. So it was like, great. Okay, cool. You realized your shit. But, like, so when the other guy did it, it just seemed like he was taking an out.
Yeah, it honestly felt like he was just like, oh, I'm the last kid being picked for dodgeball. JK, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, really and truly.
Yeah, like, for real.
Because
so cringe.
It was super cringy because, like, that was the guy, too, who was like, I super want kids. And they never addressed the issue.
The man literally just went, yeet them kids. Fuck them kids. Let's get married. And I was like, wow, I didn't know it was that quick. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it was so wild. And, bro, that show was so messy.
But shout outs to the girlfriend, though, because she was just like, we need to figure this out because having kids or not having kids is a big deal. And I don't want you to just marry me just to marry me. Like, I want you to, like, us to be making the right decision. So I was like, at least there's one reasonable person in that relationship.
Yeah, and honestly, I was kind of sad that that whole situation broke down the way it did because, like, they seemed to have, like, some of these other couples are literally like, you're not marrying me fast enough.
Yeah.
Which to me is, like, so, like, guys, such a red flag.
Bro, because all of them were in their early 20s.
That's another problem with this show. If you're getting married before 28, stop.
Yeah, like, actually, like, live your 20s. If you're in your 20s and you have a partner, bro, if y'all are meant to be together forever, then don't get married in your 20s.
Yeah.
It'll literally be the same in your 30s. You'll have a bigger budget because you'll have longer to save. And you can have a big glamorous wedding if you guys are meant to be. Until then, don't do it.
Okay. But yeah, honestly, half of the girls on there that gave out ultimatums were basically like
22, 24.
And they're like, I thought I see myself in 2 years having kids and all this shit. And it's like, okay, good for you. Like,
bro, and then the one girl who didn't want to get married and didn't want to necessarily have a family and shit is like married barefoot and pregnant. Like, I was so confused.
Yeah, girl. And she was like my least favorite person on the show.
She was so unlikable. Sucked. She was trash.
She was so trash.
Oh my gosh.
But like, gosh. But guys, seriously, like, if your girl is trying to give you an ultimatum because you're not marrying her fast enough, she doesn't want to be married to you. She just wants to be married.
That part.
That was honestly such a problem with this whole situation.
Yeah.
But like, bro.
But okay, here's my conflicting part, and maybe I'm not mature enough yet. Okay. I personally believe that, at least for myself, I can't speak for other people, I don't want to be a person that's like dating somebody for like 10, 12 years and like begging them to get married to me. Like, I refuse. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person. Like, I'd rather be like dating for 5 years and engaged for 5 years than like dating somebody for 10 years. I hate it. I don't know.
Honestly, for me, like, maybe I'm just a hippie, or I'm just like, bro, like, dedication isn't proved through a piece of paper.
I agree, it isn't.
And promises and ceremony, it's proved every day. And like, you know, I know lots of people that had the official documents to say that they're together, but they're, trust me, they're not together.
And I get it. That's the thing that I'm saying why I'm so fucked up, because I get it. I understand it's more than just
you just don't want wedding. It for you.
Yeah, I just don't want it for me. Exactly. Like, I get it. I understand it, and I respect it. I just don't want it for me. If that makes sense.
It does, but you're a hypocrite.
I know I'm a hypocrite, and I know, and I feel icky about it. I feel icky about it. I don't know. Oh my gosh. But with that being said, y'all, if you guys don't want to watch the Amber Heard case and versus Johnny Depp or whatever, then watch Ultimatum. It'll still have you screaming at your TV because it's so stupid.
Yeah, like get drunk, have a smoke, get high, get whatever you need to do, and just sit back and let the whole experience wash over you, because it's like, bro, it's so funny because like, who's actually likable on that show?
Nobody.
No. Honestly, just Randall.
I guess.
And the dude that marries the girl at the very start. The guy who does the first proposal.
Oh, yeah. The guy who does the first proposal.
Seems pretty chill. His girlfriend seems pretty awful, though.
His girlfriend's the worst, though.
His girlfriend gets super offended because during the speed dating, one of the guys is like, yeah, you're not my type, and I'm not really attracted to you. And she's just devastated and mad for the rest of the time.
Bothered, okay? Bothered.
Can't let it go.
Can't let it go. Offended. Making statements during the dinner. I just have to say that your boyfriend is a shitty person. He's not a good person. Because when I asked him why, if he could see a future with me, he said he's not attracted to me. And that's just fucked up. And I'm like, bro, don't you
understand? He's right. That's the funniest thing. Like, it's like she's actually not that attractive. Okay, he's right.
Objectively, to us, we don't find her attractive.
Subjectively to us.
Fine, you're right. Subjectively. Oh, sorry, girl. Subjectively, she's not attracted to us. However, not everybody's supposed to be attracted to you. Beauty is subjective. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And put it this way, if you're here for your man to marry you, why does it matter that another man finds you attractive or not?
I mean, where's the cap?
Her ego was so bruised, bro.
Her ego was so bruised. And on mash TV,
up,
too.
Mash up.
And on Netflix International TV. Mush up.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So funny.
Honestly, I don't know. I wonder how many people, if you talk to, regret it. Just because, like, I sympathize with these people because it's like, I'm sure their producers are there annoying them, hounding them, asking them these questions, putting them in this situation in the first place where your emotions are running high and things are confusing. Yeah. People are breaking up. You're going out there acting a fool. They're videotaping all of it.
Most of it.
And you know that it's the editors doing them bad too, because like, the one girl is Shanique, right?
Yeah.
This girl, when she goes and she blows up and she makes a fool of herself in arguments and she's like, fuck it, I'm gonna have some revenge hee-hees in the bedroom in the bedroom with my fake husband, right? They show her doing the woo, they have the little big brother cam of things mysteriously bouncing around underneath the sheets.
Yeah.
But then they don't play when her and her previous man get back together, and the first thing she tells him is, yeah, I did this.
That is true.
They conveniently skip over it. It's not until the tell all that they're like,
it makes you think that, like, oh, she never told him that she did this with so and so, but she actually did.
Yeah, and it's just like,
wow.
Although I will say, like, guys out there, if you're watching it, like, you really should watch The Ultimatum just to watch Zayn. And see how much
Zay,
I'm sorry. To watch Zay and see how much you act like him. Because if you act like him, you need to sit down and rethink some things.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of problematic people on that show.
I feel you, but I'm just saying, like, only one of them was like, I'm literally going to punch you in the face, like, almost multiple times.
I guess, yeah.
Like I'm just saying, I understand people get in their emotions, things happen, whatever.
Yeah.
But this guy is just responding to every single problem, just like, wanting to just throw both of his fists out and just do the windmill Lisa Homer Simpson, Bart Simpson move into people. Like, so just trying to punch all of his emotional problems out of himself is so bizarre. It's so weird. And, like, just the weird the weird double standards he had without even noticing that he has these weird double standards.
Well, I feel like...
I think, honestly, the nail in the coffin with that guy was he was the guy who was the recipient of the revenge petty woohoos, and he never told his girl. Yeah. They ended up breaking up even without her knowing this, but he never told her, ever.
I know, but I think the problem is, like, a lot of times men... men are only taught that they're allowed to have one emotion, which is being mad. So...
And he just got big mad.
Yeah, so it's like he was just, like, mad for everything. He had an emotion, he was mad about it. Like, just the whole series.
Yeah.
But if y'all want to watch it, it's a soft recommend. I'm going to keep watching this Amber Heard, Johnny Depp case because I want to hear all the tea that comes out. Amber Heard's supposed to be taking the stand soon, so I want to see how many white woman tears she decides to shed, how often and how strong. You know, let's see if her acting skills get put to the test.
I mean, I can't wait for the memes of Amber Heard beside Rittenhouse crying on the stage.
Bro!
The yes. same energy.
Yes,
the
actually. The
same energy.
Accurate.
That's what I'm expecting. It's just
That is so accurate. Oh my god. Wow. Yeah, actually, I'm going to look out for that now, too.
You're going to make it now.
No, I'm not going to make it. I'm just
okay, look for our memes on the internet.
I'm dead. Oh my gosh. But with that being said, thank you for tuning in with us this week. I hope you enjoyed us. Thank you for allowing us to sprinkle into your week. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast. Twitter is This Black Girl P. If you have any questions, comments, you got any statements, you agree, you disagree, drop us a DM. I actually go through and answer all of the DMs except for the ones that are hitting me up about promo. Don't do that. But with that being said, thank you. Have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.